hear a little jazz, a little bossa nova, a little new age, and a lot of flamenco in today's global hit. The World's Ken Bader tells us about a traveling man named Otmar Liebert. Liebert was born in Germany. He moved to Boston 30 years ago, and now he makes his home in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
So how did the son of a Chinese-German father and a Hungarian mother end up playing flamenco?
Well, how did Eric Clapton end up playing the blues?
Otmar Liebert.
In this day and age, things just cross boundaries, and you do what you are called to or what you just have some kind of a connection with. And for me, it was flamenco. I started playing classical guitar when I was 11, and so flamenco is sort of the rock and roll of classical guitar.
Otmar Liebert has always been a traveler. He traversed Europe and Asia as a child, and he continues to perform around the world. Listen to his music, and you can hear where he's been. In fact, 7 of the 10 compositions on Liebert's most recent album contain the names of the places that inspired them in the titles. For example, Streetlight, Marseille, August 1999, evokes the ambiance of the French city.
When I hear the music, I actually see an older Marseille with street lights, people smoking, the cobblestones wet, reflecting light. And to me, that just sort of comes in there.
Otmar Liebert is not out to dazzle you with his playing. He wants to have a conversation, and he's sensitive to the challenge of speaking to you through his guitar.
The guitar is the same danger that people face with a piano. There is no breath in it. And a lot of guitar players and piano players play without that breath. And so they can just go on and on and on and on. And that's not how we hear. The average person can hear melodies of about 7 or 8 notes, and it can't hold more in their memory. So if you want to do modern classical music or bebop, where melodies can go on for 30, 40, 50 or more notes, the uninitiated will not really hear it. And so the breath is really a good length of what can go across.
In other words, if it's flash you want, Otmar Liebert is not your man.
To me, the guitar is not an Olympic event. And I think, to me, the melody is always at the forefront, is the most important part. And to this day, that's probably what most of my playing is about.
Guitarist Otmar Liebert and his band Luna Negra open a 6-night stand at the Blue Note in New York tomorrow night. His summer touring schedule will take him up and down the West Coast and over to Colorado and Texas. For The World, I'm Ken Bader.
Music from Otmar Liebert's album, The Scent of Light, brings our show to a close today. Our Boston team includes Stephen Snyder and Mary Lou Ward. In London are Matthew Exel and Alex Collins. The world's engineers are Ray Fallon, Robin Moore, Robert O'Connell, and Mike Wilkins, with web and tech support from Malcolm Harvey, Catherine Murphy, Michael Rass, and Andrea Rule. We're online at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.